This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
My opinion, you bet Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, you are wasting your money. I don't know how you watch this defense get destroyed last night by the Atlanta Falcons and say, you know what, this is my team to win the Super Bowl. It's year 9. We've seen this happen before with Sean McDermott. What makes you think this year's going to be different when every year goes exactly the same? The James Franklin era at Penn State ends not with a bang, but with a $49 million buyout. I'm talking like people I respect contorting themselves like they're in Cirque du Soleil to tell you Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback in the league. Honestly, like, it's sad. It's fake, phony football intellectualism.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts, and we are in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary, bitches, by downloading the BetMGM app. That's not the official tagline. I added the bitches in. Downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we will survive. Well, we won't, because we dead. And last week, the clown combination of Femi Abebefe and Tyler Morales, they put the face paint on, they got the red nose, they got like the little flower that when you squeeze it, water comes out of it. They stumped and made the case for the Philadelphia Eagles last week in Survivor. Because the only thing better than dying once is dying twice. But we're not going to let a little thing like being eliminated from Survivor and then being eliminated from a hypothetical Survivor that we're not actually in, we're not going to let that stop us from giving you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, survivor advice for Week 7 in the NFL. I said the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. I'm still alive, and I've got thoughts on who you should take in Survivor this week. I think it might be time for everybody out there listening, man or woman, to put your big boy or girl pants on and be a real man or be a real woman. Survivor thoughts coming up later this hour on the show. Also, this hour on the show, we might give you the most wagertainment segment in the history of wagertainment. Because if someone were to sit down and say, you know, what is the one segment in the history of wagertainment that encapsulates wagertainment? It might be us, eliminated from Survivor, giving you Survivor advice, followed by the WNKMT, the inaugural edition, the Win Nick Costos' Money Tribunal. We will hear from members of our crew. They will chime in as to why they should win and someone else should lose. Addie Bates, our associate producer, she's only here like one or two days a week now. She doesn't want it bad enough. Addie's not with us tomorrow on a phenomenal football Friday. So among other people that will speak later this hour, Addie Bates will tell us who she thinks should win Nick Costos' money. Oh, yeah. Femi's Betting Things coming up next hour on the show. One of those things will be our bets for Game 3 of the NLCS with the Dodgers and the Brewers. Spoiler alert, I like the Dodgers. Four phenomenal guests will join us on the show today. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, baby, giving us college football bets for the weekend. Our friend Zach Harper from The Athletics and SiriusXM NBA Radio. Zach will get us set for the start of the NBA season. We keep saying it, and I feel like people aren't. It's not really registering with people. The NBA season starts on Tuesday, as in 5 days from today. Here's the NBA season, everybody, and we're getting you ready for it here on You Better You Bet. We may do a little NBA with our friend Jay Croucher from NBC Sports. We'll do Week 7 in the National Football League with Jay as well. Jay Croucher joins us at 6 o'clock Eastern. And then it is pro sports bettor, our pal from the Hammer, Rob Pizzola. Rob Pizzola joins us at 6:20 p.m. Eastern. All of Rob's best bets coming up for Week 7 in the National Football League. Final hour, power hour, all of our bets for tonight. That'll be game four, of the ALCS, where Femi's nervous. Talked to Femi on the phone earlier. Femi sounded like a drug addict. His drug of choice. Copium. What Femi said to me was, if you had told me before the series Mariners would be up 2-1, I'd have signed up for it. After they got bludgeoned last night by the Toronto Blue Jays. So we'll give you our bets. We're going to tell you how game four is going to play out tonight with the Mariners and the Jays. What year is this? Max Scherzer taking the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays. All our bets for Game 3 of the ALCS, and side total and props, of course, for the Bengals and the Steelers in Cincinnati on Thursday Night Football. And that's today's social question. YouTube and Twitch. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Your best bet for Bengals Steelers tonight. Side, total, or a prop. Type it in the chat right now. Or at any point in between now and 6 o'clock Eastern. Your best bet for the Bengals and the Steelers. Is it a side? Is it the total? Could it be a prop? I don't know. You tell us. Bill Zimmerman will read them later in the show. Mike Brown will put your name in lights. YouTube and Twitch. Your best bet for Thursday Night Football. And that is where we begin, dear listener and dear viewer. The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. Where Week 7 in the National Football League begins. The Queen City of Cincinnati. As Joe Flacco and the Bengals, what a sentence. Imagine telling someone that like a month ago. Joe Flacco and the Bengals host Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Current betting market for this game over at our show sponsor, BetMGM. The Steelers, a 5.5-point road favorite, although it looks like this could come down to 5. And the total of the game sitting at 45. Pittsburgh, -250 to win the game and improve to 5-1. the Bengals +200 if you think the Bengals can win and improve to 3-4. The big piece of injury news here, Stone Cold Calvin Austin is out for the game. What? He's injured. What? His shoulder's hurt. What? He needs to recuperate. What? He's got to rest. What? He needs some R&R. What? Maybe he'll be back next week. Though the actual piece of big injury news, Trey Hendrickson unlikely to play in tonight's game. The Bengals defense stinks with Trey Hendrickson. How do you think it's going to look without Trey Hendrickson? Massive game, seriously, for both teams tonight. For the Cincinnati Bengals, have to win this game. Have to win this game to keep things on the rails. 2-0 start. Burrow gets hurt, obviously, week two against Jacksonville. Jake Browning somehow comes in and wins that game, which seems crazier with each passing day that that actually happened. And since then, disaster for the Cincinnati Bengals. Four straight losses, at least a little competitive, even if the box score doesn't say they should have been last week against the Green Bay Packers. We said when the Bengals traded for Joe Flacco last week, can Joe Flacco keep this team afloat until Joe Burrow gets back? You kind of have to win this game if that's the case you want to make. At home against the Steelers. Go win this game, Cincinnati, and get to 3-4, and maybe we can have a conversation on the show tomorrow. Can this actually happen? Can the Bengals be hashtag in the hunt come early December if Joe Burrow is going to be back in early or mid-December? So huge game for the Bengals as far as their season goes, and can they be a playoff contender this year in the AFC? I actually think it's a bigger game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A win tonight by Pittsburgh gives the Steelers a four-game cushion atop the AFC North ahead of the Baltimore Ravens. Not the Cincinnati Bengals, but the Bengals stink. The Ravens are on bye this week, and then here's Lamar Jackson and others coming back after the bye. Pittsburgh, you got to win this game tonight if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. You got to stack wins if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because the Steelers still have to see the Baltimore Ravens twice this year, including in Week 18, and the Ravens' schedule was brutal before the bye. That gets easier after the bye for the Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh, -190 right now at BetMGM to win the AFC North. And I hope you were listening to us a couple weeks ago when we told you, like it's time to make this bet because the Ravens are going to lose. That's what the betting market tells us in the Houston and then the LA Rams without Lamar Jackson. And the Steelers were likely to win some games last week against Cleveland. The time to bet Pittsburgh to win the AFC North was a few weeks ago. Now, just to say this, if you like Baltimore, and you think the Ravens can come back here in this division, the time to bet the Ravens is going to be after tonight's game if the Steelers win. Pittsburgh will be 5-1. There will be no more data points with Pittsburgh and Baltimore ahead of next week. That'll be the time to bet the Baltimore Ravens. Not now. Wait until Pittsburgh wins the game tonight if you think Pittsburgh is going to win the game. So that's the betting advice for the AFC North if you like the Baltimore Ravens. And it feels like in betting content, people that go on TV, people do podcasts, people that like to go on the radio. Oh, on the radio. They love the Bengals. Mike Tomlin as a favorite on the road with high expectations. And it's a fair point. Because we all watch football. We've all seen this situation play out many times in the past. With quarterbacks like Ben Roethlisberger, the poster child for this phenomenon. Quarterbacks like Kenny Pickett. Mason Rudolph and his red nose. Duck Hodges where I bet a couple times on Duck Hodges in 2019, and it made me want to scream something that sounds like his nickname. Russell Wilson. Justin Fields. Even a little Mitch Trubisky. I get it. They usually stink in this spot. But the difference now with the Pittsburgh Steelers is they are quarterbacked by the great Aaron Rodgers. I told you all before the season, Aaron Rodgers is about to have a great year. I told you all this offseason that Aaron Rodgers was not bad last year with the Jets. He's in an impossible spot with idiot play callers. Whether he picked them or not is immaterial. Like, that's the Jets' fault for letting Aaron Rodgers let Nate Hackett call the plays. With a dumb offense and terrible infrastructure around him. Still went for 27 touchdowns and 11 picks. Now, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's playing within himself. Quick passing game, so he doesn't have to wait back there in the pocket for guys to get open 50 yards down the field and take sacks because he can't move like he did last year with the Jets. A newly minted 3-headed rushing attack for Aaron Rodgers. The Bengals' defense is horrific. It's absolutely terrible. Getting slammed down the field by receivers. Allowing 5 yards per carry on the ground. DK Metcalf should roll out of bed tonight with 70 receiving yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals have no pass rush with Trey Hendrickson. What do you think it's going to look like tonight without him? Rodgers going to have all day to throw. Give you the rest of the handicap for the Steelers and the Bengals on the other side. My bets on side in total and a couple prop looks as well. And we've got some breaking news in the world of college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quarterbacks playing this week. Let's go. Woo! Icy hot ball. I love it.
Great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys. It's great. I mean, I've known Joe for a long time, and it's fun that we're both still playing.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, let's bring the music down here. We have a change of plans here on the show. I need Addie Bates to turn her microphone on. We are doing Win Nick Costos' Money Tribunal a little early, and maybe we'll do it again in a little bit. I think, you know, this is like, just like in real life, you know, sometimes people's hearts can be in the right place, but when they actually do something, it's just the wrong thing. Like, Jake was really trying just now. Let me play this soundbite. Like, it's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it's funny, right? Oh, we're old. Is it get the icy hot? Yeah. Joe Flacco's old, and so am I. Audio medium. Sounded terrible. Addie Bates is with us. Now, Addie, unfortunately, our associate producer, Addie Bates. Unfortunately, Addie, you are not eligible this week to win Nick Costos' money by virtue of the fact that you have left us to do other things 3 days this week. So you are only on the show applying your expertise on You Better You Bet for 2 days this week. But that doesn't mean that we don't value your opinions on who should win my money tomorrow on You Better You Bet. So I'm curious, Addie, where you stand right now on Jake Hassan and others as far as winning Nick Costos' money.
So now I appreciate letting me sit on the Iron Throne, but I'll be honest with you, I've only been on the show again once this week and for an hour and 20 minutes. So I don't know if they've messed up the past 2 days. So I'm really only going to be going off of Monday and today.
Great. But here's a great piece of content advice for you. Make it up.
Okay, I'll lie to the listeners. I'll lie to you. That's the current state of everything. I told Jake to lock in at the beginning of the show. I did text him, lock in, because he's already my favorite.
Do you think he did or no? Do you think he's locked in?
No, he did exactly what I said, like, not to do. Like, what was that? We could have put a filter on the background noise on that one. It's okay,
wow.
Jake.
Wow. Should Jake be disqualified, Addie, from winning Nick Costos' money?
No. No, we all have a hiccup. We can bounce back. Jake can bounce back. I'm not moving to Chicago. I already lived up there, Jake. No, thank you.
What about Tyler Morales, Addy? Your thoughts on Tyler's performance this week on the show? Because it was somewhat controversial last week that Tyler won my money.
Yeah, disqualified. I just have a good feeling about that one. Disqualified.
Oh, okay. I will allow Tyler the opportunity to retort there. Tyler, your thoughts.
I have no comments of what that person just said on the air. So I am.
I think
I'm the leader, to be honest.
I'm
pitching a no-hitter this week. I think I've been perfect, to be honest. And I think you guys would agree.
Tyler's had a pretty good week. He hasn't done it. The crew's had a nice week. Everyone's done a pretty good job. Like,
we've
we just
really
killed
good.
Jake a little bit. Like, Jake's done. Yeah, that's like, because I get messages sometimes. People are like, man, like, I don't know if it's a bit or not that you're hard on the crew. Like, yes, like, sometimes I get under people's skin. They get under my skin. The crew is largely great. But when they mess
we've
up, it's funny
in.
To talk about it, right? That's fair.
We've been
no?
locked in. I think it's 100% fair. And my theory in life is if you're going to make a mistake, make it full speed. That's what my football coach always told me. And Jake made a full speed mistake coming back from break. That's what it was. So,
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, like Addie writes in our chat, the crew is largely great. The reason why you guys are largely great and not great is because you make mistakes all the time. And the best part about the mistakes that are made is that something that you all can't possibly know because you're all too young to understand it's not your fault. And me and Bill Zimmerman, as the two old sons of bitches here, can tell you. As two people, I won't even speak for Bill because he screws up all the time too. Here's what I'll tell everybody. That I have done everyone's job. All of them. Now, I can't say I've done everybody's job because I'm old and when I was producing radio, we weren't like uploading podcasts. So that, I don't know if people screw up. But I ran the board. I was a great board op. I produced. I cut tape. And I was the best at all of it. So when people screw up, I know exactly what it is that happened. And I love when people screw up and then they lie to me. And they say, oh, no. No, no. It was actually this that happened. And I'm thinking to myself, like, brother. Or sister, I was in your shoes. I've told these lies. You can't BS a BSer. I'm King BSer the first. I got away with it 15 years ago. You ain't getting away with it today. So in summation, we don't know who's going to win Nick Costos' money. That was Aaron Rodgers and Cam Hayward coming back from break as the Steelers get set to play in Cincinnati tonight against the Bengals. And I'm going to break. And I'm talking about Pittsburgh's offense and how I think they're going to cut through the Cincinnati defense sans Trey Hendrickson like a hot knife through butter. How are they going to stop the run? Jaylen Warren, Kenny Gainwell, rookie Caleb Johnson? They ain't stopping the pass. Pittsburgh's putting up a number in this game. And on the flip side, I would encourage people to think of things in these terms. Assuming you agree with me, and you may not agree with me, and that's okay. I think that I would have been proven right, but we're not going to know the answer. Coming into the year, I'm just going to name months. March, April, May, June, July, August, early September. We said, the Cincinnati Bengals are not a playoff team. And that was with Joe Burrow for 17 games. Because the defense is hot garbage. Were we right about that? It's like when you drive into New Jersey, and maybe you're in the car with somebody, and you look at that person, you think, I did not pass gas. This person must have farted. And then you realize, no, it's just New Jersey. That's the Cincinnati Bengals defense. You smell them from a mile away. Hot ass garbage. And this offensive line is atrocious. And here's like the guy in Times Square painted silver who doesn't move trying to get you to give him a quarter. What a sad existence. Joe Flacco. Can't move behind that offensive line. Now, you might say, oh, well, what about last week? Kept it close against the Packers. Great, like, yards per play, 6.8 Green Bay, 4.3 Cincinnati. Lucky to keep it close were the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Steelers go and get after that ass with Joe Flacco. We will not be wacko for Flacco tonight. And I think the Steelers' offense is going to have an easy time. So, yeah, like, oh, so, oh well, but, you know, Pittsburgh never wins these spots. Okay, great. We'll see what happens tonight. I'll lay the points with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And because I'm a magnanimous guy, that means I'm generous for all you people out there who didn't pay attention in English class. I'm going to give you a prop thought right now. How about in the anytime touchdown market, where I will give my weekly shout out to our friend Nate Yonke from Pro Football Focus, who I say all the time, this guy is doing the Lord's work in terms of player utilization and snap counts, etc. Does incredible work. Because I'll tell you, I ain't grinding this stuff. But he is. And I pay for Pro Football Focus. Not to see what the left guard is graded, but for things like this. Where Pat Freiermuth is priced behind Darnell Washington, who's 6'7". And Jonnu Smith in the anytime touchdown market. And he should be. Because they're both playing more than Pat Freiermuth. Freiermuth is like relegated to like third tight end status in Pittsburgh. But here's the thing. when the Steelers are in 11 personnel, which means three receivers, one running back, one tight end, a.k.a. they're likely to throw the ball, Freiermuth gets all those snaps. Plus 625 anytime touchdown for Pat Freiermuth tonight. Please and thank you. The rest of our props coming up at the end of the show. Okay, I'm trying to find, okay, because Tyler put a piece of news in. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to copy and paste it for myself. Here we go. We've got breaking news in the world of college football. Kurt Cignetti. Just wanted to let that hang for a second, just in case people, like, you don't know what the news is. Like, you're on the edge of your seat right now, right? Like, what's about to come out of my mouth now? Penn State? No. Indiana and Kurt Cignetti have agreed to a new 8-year extension that will pay Cignetti $11.6 million per year. Who has this report, guys? Just type that to me. Whose report is this? Just so I can offer attribution. So Cignetti, a new 8-year contract. Tyler says everyone. Okay, that's good enough for me. Kurt Cignetti, now at Indiana for the next 8 years. And if I'm a Penn State fan, if I'm a Florida fan, with Billy Napier likely on the way out, if you're any team in college football, any school that thinks you want your coach out, you're upset today because Kurt Cignetti won't be your coach next year. Now, I'm not convinced that Cignetti doesn't leave in like 2 years. I'm not convinced of that. We'll see. To take like a massive job, we'll see. But for now, Kurt Cignetti stays at Indiana. I think Indiana's going to the college football playoff this year. Do I think Indiana can win? No. I was going to say crazier things have happened, but that actually might be the craziest thing if Indiana won the championship. I don't think it will happen. Still like Ohio State, then Alabama, and then Indiana can be in the next tier. But wanted to get that news into the show. Indiana and Kurt Cignetti, new 8-year extension, paying him $11.6 million per year. He bet on himself. That is a great cautionary tale. Not cautionary tale. A great tale for everyone out there, all the young people out there, that you should bet on yourself as long as you're talented and work hard. If you've got no talent and you're a lazy bastard, you should probably just keep your job. You bet on this Thursday. So last night, Game 3, we're just letting it fly today. Last night, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series. And in the You Better You Bet group chat, we're having a party. Julio Rodriguez, bottom of the first, 2-run bomb. Man, it's over. And everybody is saying it's over. Everyone in our chat. I said before the series, I thought the Mariners would sweep them. I thought it was done. Rodriguez hits that homer. It's a party and everyone's going nuts. I thought it was done. So much credit goes to the Toronto Blue Jays. I love Joe Davis's call of the Jimenez homer. It's like the number 9 hitter of all people. Terrible job by George King Kirby to serve that one up to Jimenez. And he wasn't done. Dalton Varsho with like, I thought that ball was gone, RBI double. And then you got a Springer dinger from a notorious Astros cheater, George Springer. And then in like home runs in stereo, this was like, if they were like an Olympic sport for two guys, like hit a home run to the exact same spot and have it look exactly the same. Vlad Guerrero steps up in the next inning and literally it was just like exactly like Springer's home run. Same trajectory off the bat. Ball travels to basically the same place in center field. I felt like you were watching the same exact home run hit twice. And the Blue Jays cruise to a 13-4 win to cut into Seattle's lead in this American League Championship Series. The Mariners now up 2-1. Huge with a Y, as we say in New York. Huge. Game 4 tonight. Blue Jays got some momentum. And if they win tonight, I mean, I'll say, I right now, as someone who am invested in the Mariners, to win this series. I am not nervous. Yet. I love the Mariners tonight. I want to call that a blip, what we saw last night. I think Seattle wins tonight, retakes control of the series. I'm still in on the Mariners. If the Mariners lose, I'll come on the show tomorrow and tell you I'm very nervous. If that happens, we can have that conversation tomorrow. But for tonight, love the Mariners. And can I interest anyone in an under off of last night's results? Luis Castillo. Oh, I got confidence in my guy. Mad Max. He'll be in until he's not. And I think until he's out, I think he's going to give you everything he's got. Is this going to be Mad Max into Chris Bassitt tonight? Blue Jays got to manage this like it's a game seven. Can't lose this game tonight. I think it's a tight one in the Pacific Northwest. I like the Mariners, and I like the under. On the other side, Tyler and Femi join me, and we will pick our Survivor team. We're not alive anymore, but we'll try and help you, our listeners and viewers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Interesting formation. Dart. Is he going to take off again? He might have to, but no. He finds an open man and hits him. Robinson stays in bounds. Robinson's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
As Paul Simon once famously sang, here's to you, Wandale Robinson. Al Michaels with the call last Thursday night on Amazon Prime. We're going to let him know. I can't wait for it tonight.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to watch the game on Amazon Prime. I don't get paid by Amazon, I'm just saying. I really enjoy the broadcast. I wish like Al Michaels like knew the players' names. I wish like that part of things were a little better. Al's obviously a legend. But all the commercials for Hotel Casateria or whatever, like that show that's set on the Amalfi Coast, like me and my wife watched an episode. It was awesome. I loved it. Good commercials. The Shaboozy song.
Something got her hand. Something got her hand. We gonna let them know.
I'm like, I'll be walking around, getting some air. And in my head, I'll be singing the Shaboozy song of Amazon Thursday Night Football. Okay. We want everybody, our listeners and viewers, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Femi gave you a long shot bet for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch pages. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. All right. It's time for us to let them know about Survivor. Femi and Tyler join me. Femi, what is your embarrassment level having stumped for the Eagles last week and they lost to 7.5-point favorites to my New York football Giants?
At a zero. I'm not embarrassed whatsoever because we had the caveat. If you have if a holiday Survivor pool, take Denver. That was the pitch. It was like Denver, if you have holiday consideration, and if it was a non-holiday, then it was the Philadelphia Eagles. But hey, you know what? Thursday night football, maybe that's a lesson. Just avoid that since we got knocked out on a Thursday night a couple of weeks ago.
But we won this week on a Thursday also, though. We had the Bills on Thursday night in week three.
And it got a little hairy, you know. If not for that interception, who knows how that plays out. But Thursday's a little bit
but
tricky.
But they won. Like, you were worried? Like, we did the show the next day, and we were like, we were never worried they were going to lose.
No, but I mean, I'm like, that was like as an 11-point favorite or whatever. It wasn't like last week. What was that, 7? Was that close to 7 with the Giants and the Eagles? You know?
No, like, you tell me you guys like the Eagles. I didn't want to take them.
Well, you know what? It is what it is. But I thought Denver was the play in our version of a pool, which was including holidays. But yeah, and the non-holiday people, I'm sorry if you follow the advice of taking the Philadelphia. Hopefully, listen to me.
Tyler, the answer to this question is usually yes. Are you embarrassed, Tyler?
A little bit. I mean, I'm more embarrassed how the game played out. Like, when you watched it, it was like, oh, this was an awful pick. But, I mean, I thought the pick beforehand was great. I never expected that to happen. But as the game played out, I was like, oof, this is tough to watch here. Because they got smoked.
Man, that's like sports betting 101. Before the game started, I thought my pick was great. And then the ball got kicked off. I mean, I say it constantly. That's like the sports bettor's refrain. All right. For the people that are lucky enough, this would be like right now, like you're like driving advice from Crash Test Dummies. We're going to try and navigate through, like, honestly, week 7. It's not the easiest week to navigate through.
No.
So I'm going to go first here. So my board, the big board for Survivor. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we're doing this segment today and not tomorrow, honestly, like, we have a lot of content on tomorrow's show and we needed this here today. But also, yep, the Pittsburgh Steelers play tonight. I think Pittsburgh's going to win. I'm not worried about a Mike Tomlin, like a sleepy spot here for Pittsburgh. I'm not worried about it. I think the Steelers are going to win tonight. I don't think, I think this is a Steelers take their foot, turn it sideways, and, you know, do the rock line to the Cincinnati Bengals. So, I like the Steelers tonight. If we had to go to Sunday, Chiefs, Patriots, if you still got them. We didn't, but if you still got them. I'm nervous about the Broncos, but if they're still available, they have to be up for consideration. And I think, like, the be-a-man pick this week, I think has to be the Panthers. When would you ever use them again?
Oh, I don't think you ever would. Like, looking at their on the grids here, yeah, they're projected to be an underdog in damn near every single game other than when they – I guess they play the Saints week 10. So I guess you can make that case, but
I mean, where's that game's in Carolina?
New Orleans. Sorry, yeah, Carolina. Yeah, Carolina. In New Orleans, they're like supposed to be like a 1.5-point favorite on like a
yeah,
massive look at. Like, that's
they'll definitely
way
be favored. Yeah, in both yeah. games.
Yeah, but 3.5 at home is what I'm seeing right now on a projection. You could talk me into Carolina. You could. This Jets thing just seems horrendous with Justin Fields, and he wants to now let it rip and be more aggressive. Good luck. I think that's just going to lead to more turnovers, which is great for your Carolina Panthers stuff. I think for me, my big board now, like, we use the Patriots, but if you haven't used them, I think Patriots number one for me. The only caveat being, like, that's a very emotionally charged football game. Like, Titans just fired their head coach. Vrabel's going back to Nashville. There's a lot going on with that contest. But I do think, like, on paper, this is a mismatch in terms of personnel. Number two was Kansas City for me. Yeah.
A lot going on in the contest.
A lot going on in that contest. You know,
in that contest.
A lot.
The game.
Yeah.
The contest.
Yeah. Contest. Football contest. See contest. Who comes out on top. Yeah. The duel. The
contest.
The match. Yeah. Contest.
The contest.
The brouhaha.
Yeah. The contest.
It's what we're in. Survivor contest.
Well, not anymore.
It's what the page.
Yeah, we were in.
But the Patriots and the Titans will be in Nashville. Contest.
Is that it?
What about the contest at Arrowhead? Because I think Kansas City is another option. And in our former contest, the Chiefs had holiday consideration with the Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I do think that their Christmas game against Denver, okay. Yeah, like, you could use them there.
Where is that
game? I don't know if you'd want it. It's in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah,
so, like, win. They should be a they should win that game. Thanksgiving, they're on the road in Dallas. Like, I think they'd win that game, but, like, I could see why people might not want to do that. It's third short week. Could get weird.
Kansas City will win. What's the total in that game going to be?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what are the Mahomes props? Like, just give me that.
Like, I think the final score of that game is going to be something like 44-31 Chiefs.
Yeah, I could see that. And I think on the look at projection stuff, like, Kansas City is like a 4-point favorite. I guess that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's a pretty big favorite against a good quarterback.
Yeah, Kansas City favored by more than 3 and less than 6, I think, is fair.
Yeah. But, I think the Chiefs are a good look. The Packers, that's one that I would introduce to the conversation just because it doesn't look like Kyler Murray's going to play again. And I was surprised that the betting market didn't move, like, a smidge. I thought, like, we were going to at least, like, hit 7 with this Murray not practicing and it looking like it's going to be Jacoby Brissett again. I think Green Bay's defense against an immobile quarterback like Jacoby Brissett, I think their pass rush can get after him. So Green Bay, which can get nervy, big road favorite in Arizona, that place usually has a home dog. They're really good. I think the Packers, they'll win the game. We're not talking ATS here, just talking about win the game. I do like Green Bay to win the game. So that's another one for me in terms of consideration.
Tyler, what's on your big board?
I think the Chiefs are definitely number one, if you don't want to save them for a holiday. Number two, Patriots, so we agree on the 1-2. The only thing I disagree with Femi is, like, the Packers didn't get a sack on Joe Flacco last week, and if they did, maybe one. So maybe, I'm not sure how entirely sure I am convinced that this Packers defense has, like, turned the corner here. They've been kind of getting shredded the past few weeks. And I still think I would lean like the Packers and Survivors, because I don't think Brissett's going to have another great start, but Packers defense hasn't been great. So Chiefs, Patriots, and if be a man pick, I think Carolina found their identity. It's just run the ball. Now that Chuba Hubbard's coming back, they're going to have a sick 1-2 punch. I think they could run all over the Jets and just out-physical them. So that would be my be a man pick as well, would be the Panthers.
Well, yep. We wouldn't have... So if we were still alive, we wouldn't have the Patriots because we used them already.
No. Yes.
Now, I'm guessing that if we were still alive, you guys would not want to use the Steelers tonight?
I would not.
Okay. So then that would leave us then... And I think Denver could lose. I don't know if they're going to lose, but I think Denver could lose this week against the Giants.
I think it's possible. Yep. And so we would have used Denver last week, too, if we were still alive. That was always the plan there, the London.
So then that would leave us with the Chiefs and the Panthers. And there are a couple other, like, be a man spots that you could, like, honestly, like, I think the Seahawks are going to win on Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Texans.
Dolphins. That Dolphins. Game might have some win, though. That could be weird. Yeah, that could be a weather game.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, tomorrow and on Sunday, I'll just say it now. If the wind is going to be as bad, so there's like a new weather forecast. Actually, Brad Evans just texted it to me. I'm not joking. Probably because like this is Brad texted to me. It's his tweet. He does this sometimes. He'll like, send me his tweets. Like I'm not retweeting them. So it's Brad writing about the game. Hold on. I'll give Brad a plug.
Texting you his tweets.
He literally texted me his tweet. I will read it to everybody. Recent trends suggest the potential for headline-worthy wins may be decreasing, with recent trends also suggesting that low... I'm good on this. It's like reading a textbook. What Brad is asking is, hey, like, I want to do meteorology when I come on the show later. Like, that's what
that sounds like.
Yeah, it's like, here's my tweet. Here's my tweet talking about the weather. Like, will you... What's unsaid there is, can I talk about it on the show? Yes is the answer. If the wind is going to be terrible on Sunday, the Browns might win by 30. Because they're just going to... Judkins is going to have 150 yards. And I like the Dolphins earlier in the week. I'm just saying, like, things have changed in terms of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we taking? Panthers? Panthers or Chiefs? Let people figure it out. This is important. Mike Brown. Mike Brown can put himself... We're talking like... Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with a week to go in the NBA regular season. Mike, can you get on the screen in the final hour in the final segment? The Doppler, the weather crap, whatever that is, for Brad Evans. Can that happen? And if it does, Mike Brown moves one step closer to winning life-changing money. A cool $20 out of the wallet of Nick Costos. Hour one down, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi's Betting Things kicks it off, including our bets for game three in the NLCS.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.